Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I will tell you.
You're not like Ken and the Wagyu. How does he say it? He says it's so wrong, it bothers me so much.
And here's the thing.
My dad was a meat man for 41 years. It's Wagyu beef. No, it isn't. No, it isn't, Ken.
Here's the thing about that.
No, it isn't.
We should get a Nobel Peace Prize for not bringing that up with Joe, because I didn't want to bust toss Ken to Joe. I couldn't do it. But I thought about it like five times, and I'm sure you did too.
I don't get enraged often listening to the show. I just kind of take the show in, and I just got so enraged. This is a funny little quirk with me. He was so adamant how it was pronounced, and they all just kind of let him have it.
Yeah.
But then Owen was saying it right as the other part of this.
And I think then it was Owen trying to be very subtle about it.
Is that what it was? Happens too sometimes, right? You're just subtly, you'll say it right a couple times to hope that they kind of pick up on it, and then when they don't pick up on it. But it was the insistence on it. My dad was a meat man for 41 years. I know Wagyu. It's like, no, you don't. Not when you say it that way.
Can Joe be the GM, by the way?
It's very pedantic of me, but...
Can Joe be the GM, by the way? Because his...
Well, I forgot to tell him that you wanted to hire him for Wisconsin's head football coaching job after Fickell gets fired this weekend.
I thought about that, too. I didn't want to do that to Luke. I didn't want to put Joe in that position either.
It would have been a bad position.
I hate that Luke is clearly going to get fired there.
He probably likes Fickell. He probably has had a lot of good interactions with Fickell.
And I didn't want that to go to like the Wisconsin message boards. And I chickened out. I'll be very honest about it. But Joe, his take on the offensive line and kind of the difference between Green Bay. And like, I know Green Bay's offensive line struggling this year because they've had a lot of injuries. I think they got like four or five guys on the IR right now. But what they do that's so great, like they had an established center from 2012 to 2014, and they took two centers. One was J.C. Treader, one was Myers, and Treader ended up being the backup long term. Myers ended up being the starter, and then they were allowed. Like they just continue to do that at every position, though. Like Rashid Walker's a seventh rounder from 3 years ago.
I know the hard part about that though is that it does come at a compromise, right? And so up until a couple years ago, and really now with the Golden Draft, they're starting to turn the page on this. They weren't taking wide receivers when Aaron Rodgers was there. They stopped taking wide receivers in the first round, and they stopped really giving them those weapons. Like, it's a balancing act, is the point, right? And when it comes to the Browns, and that's what they partly did in taking Mason Graham at number 5 overall and taking an inside defensive line guys. Like you have to balance out what you think is important and what you think isn't. And they have not put the necessary efforts towards not only the offensive line when it comes to the draft, but also really in turn wide receivers.
What's crazy about it though is I know they haven't had many firsts or seconds with this regime. They've had a lot of other picks. And that's like, I can understand if like your defensive line, it's getting harder and harder to find an elite edge rusher later in the draft because they're always overdrafted. Same thing with wide receivers, in fact. I definitely understand that. You look at offensive linemen, you can find really great. All you have to do is just wait a couple years. And so that's where like the Browns have done a good job of, we're going to look at Alex Wright in the, I think it was late third round. We're going to get Isaiah McGuire in the fourth round. Mm-hmm. We get all these guys, and that's worked on the defensive side of the ball to one level or another when they're not taking Siaki Ika with their highest draft pick, who didn't fit the system.
I mean, did Jed Will scare them, though? I don't know. You tell me.
Well, but that's the 10th pick. Like
that is what we're talking about in many ways. Like, I mean, in, like last year, like, again, I'm going more towards what Jason had to say, less of what Joe had to say, but the idea that when you chose defensive line, when you have holes, wide receiver and offensive line, like that was a, it was a, I don't know why they chose that route. I tend to think they just thought best player available, and that's what they were going for, and they thought Mason Graham was the best player at five, but they went defense in when they had a lot of holes that they needed help in with offense.
216-474-0092. What Joe said, where he talked about Ron Wolf and the philosophy with quarterbacks transferring to the offensive line, I think is spot on. I think the Packers have two guys of like 12 offensive linemen on their roster that are top 64 picks. One is Jordan Morgan, I think their first rounder from either this year or last year out of Arizona, and then Jenkins, who was a second rounder, and he's an old tooth. He's long in the tooth.
They took Anthony Belton in the second round last year.
So they've got three guys. Everybody else is fourth round, seventh round, fifth round, or a reclamation project like Banks from San Francisco. Like, at some point, that's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
When it comes to wide receivers, A.J. Brown's going to be available for a trade, right? Waddle from Miami. It's going to be those guys. I think you can always try and find a trade for, or those guys are the guys you're going to find in the first round or second round. But just every year drafting a lineman or two, I think has to be the focus. And I'll be honest with you, I think it's a little bit on the analytics side of the ball that I think, like, I'm more old school football guy with Joe. Of drafting the trenches and then find everything else elsewhere. Well, okay, and the quarterback.
Well,
early.
I mean, I tend to think, and that, so what you're describing in many ways is what the Saints are trying to pull off. And I don't think it's a bad thing, by the way. The idea, and Spencer Rattler's playing right now. Why is Tyler Shuck not playing? The philosophy and what they're really going for in New Orleans is they want to make sure everything else is taken care of, and then they can plug and put the quarterback in. And then they're trying in many ways to build out not only the offensive line, but every piece of that offense. And then they're saying, okay, we'll let the quarterback be the final piece to that puzzle, essentially. They've been very vocal about that. It's interesting. It's a little bit different. We should start paying a little bit more attention to what they're doing.
If you guys are on the chat, if you guys are following us on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel, get a load of Harry, who's saying, big guy talking about food, stop being a stereotype. I think it would be a little weird if I didn't talk about food. Right?
You like talking about food.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to just never talk about food?
Or can only skinny people talk about food because it doesn't reinforce a stereotype? By the way, it's a stereotype for a reason.
I know,
I am fat because I like food.
I know, but you are the author of You Don't Trust Skinny Chefs.
It's true.
Which I've disagreed with.
I
want to work some space in for the skinny chef.
I don't know that that's the exact way that I've viewed that, but yes. If you are a chunkier chef, I believe you've tried your own food before, and you've tried it quite a bit.
You liked Emeril better because he was a little bit bigger.
Because he was first.
And let's say
Bobby Flay didn't
Bobby
have
Flay.
Bam.
Bobby Flay's the guy I always point to. And Bobby Flay looks like he's always...
Also a bit of a ginger, for being fair.
Why does he give off such a jerk vibe? I don't understand why. I don't get it.
Could not be my chef, Bobby Flay.
But that's the type of thing, though. Everyone's like, oh, you have to be relatable. And it's like, no, I think Bobby Flay would be a jerk to hang out with, but I like his stuff. I like his content a lot.
I've never eaten his food, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, no, I've never had his food. So I guess his food could stink, but he presents it in a very nice way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love how they always tell stories with everything, and they attach it to everything. Bobby Flay's story is pretty incredible.
Yeah,
high school dropout,
I'm
and then he like, just achieves everything.
I'm going to start talking about kale, how much I love salads, just so I don't fulfill the stereotype. You know, guys, I was on my Peloton the other day. Tell you about my cardio.
So where do I fit in, though? Because I'm not really skinny, but I'm also not really fat, and I don't really know.
You are allowed to talk about food.
Do I have zero expertise in anything, then? Do I can't talk about the fitness because I'm not in I'm not fit enough for that convo, but I'm also not fat enough for food convos.
Yeah, but you're more fit than I am, so you can talk more about fitness than I can.
Okay. I just, that maybe this is why I talk golf, I guess.
Okay, on Twitter saying, Nick Wilson entered the high school lunch hall of fame by eighth grade. Darn tootin', I did. By the way,
high school lunch hall of fame?
Where do you think they went when they needed somebody to shake something free from the vending machines? This guy.
Did your high school lunch have basically an unlimited supply of Bosco sticks as well?
No, but we did.
Magno, you know what I'm talking about, the Bosco sticks?
I had those in grade school.
Yeah, I used to love those. You dip them in the marinara sauce and everything. It was like my whole lunch was Bosco sticks. That's not a lunch.
No, but I will find, like, kids will tell me, like, my kids will be like, oh, we ran out of chicken fingers this week and we don't get another shipment till next week. I'm like, could not have been the case in 1995.
There's like this fat, like, sixth grader on TikTok that just, he reviews the food that mm-hmm. the school gives him.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
I don't know we would go fat on that. I just made me husky plus size.
Oh, my bad. Did I insult the community?
No, just the youth, right?
I think his handle said something about being fat, and that's maybe where I gravitated towards.
I think
towards.
He can say it. I don't think is that you one of those? Can say
well,
it.
I apologize to the sixth grader doing TikTok 18, reviews.
Once you get to 18, we get label them what you want. Whatever. I can't.
What
you
is
know,
what is the fat appropriate?
No hog in that fight.
Wait, what is the fat appropriate label?
Big boned. Or husky.
All right, so there's this big bone sixth grader, and he's on TikTok, and he reviews the school food, and it's the funniest. He's like, they gave this to me 2 weeks ago. Two thumbs down.
He sounds like
Love
a
it.
Hoot. A hoot and a half.
Love it.
216-474-0092.
Hate it. Love it.
Cash, love it.
Hate it.
Why did the Browns' offensive line suck? I think it's because of very similar to what Joe said. You didn't invest enough in the draft. And you didn't develop enough guys. And also the Andy Dickerson thing was just a complete nightmare. And one idea could dash all the goodwill for the Guardians. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.